Time to talk agriculture. Of course, we do that all day here. Just talk about, to, and with farmers. And here's one. He just, maybe he just stepped off the disc. No, he, I don't know. We'll find out. Resource Auctions, Dennis Beliski. Have you gone to no-till, or are you still maybe moving a little soil?
Well, I'm trying to get ready for an auction. I don't know what you've got going on, but we got a lot of auctions coming up in the next couple weeks here. And you know what? We're on our way out to Rugby, North Dakota right now, where we've got the Curtis Bowl Estate Auction on the 9th of October. Nice line of farm machinery, livestock equipment, haying items, cattle equipment. Going to be quite a nice auction on the 9th of October, and that's just south and west of Rugby, North Dakota. Two online auctions that are going to be closing up here real shortly. They open and close next week. One of them is for a secured party lender, and that auction's got a lot of John Deere tractors and loaders and a big selection of haying and livestock equipment on there. Lots of good equipment on that auction, and that's in South Dakota, and it opens on the 24th of September and closes on the 30th. Now, opening on the 23rd of September and closing on the 27th of September is the Enduroplast Inventory Reduction Auction at Nitche, North Dakota. We've got a whole bunch of poly tanks. Now, these are tanks that are maybe slightly discolored or second-grade manufacturing or overstocked for a certain reason. There was a coloration change in the last couple of years, but a lot of good product there, a lot of good opportunity for you to pay your own price at an auction for these big poly tanks that they all use now today for water storage, for spraying, or fertilizer storage. Some of them are able to be used for fertilizer. All of them will hold water. We've sold these auctions now for a number of years for them and have had real good luck with that. So check that out, because there's lots and lots and lots of dollars worth of brand spanking new tanks that are second grade inventory on that auction, and that's coming up next week. And then, of course, we've got some other interesting auctions coming your way. We'll be doing a fall consignment auction this year, and we've got an auction where we're selling some tech manuals, shop manuals, tech manuals, things of that nature. Couple of big farm sales before the end of the year come around, and your auction, the one we haven't talked about. When it's time for you to plan that ever-important auction, whether you're looking to liquidate all or part of your equipment, get out of the business, or slow yourself down a little bit, we're ready, willing, and able to sit down with you, show you exactly how a successful auction will work for your benefit, how hard our team will work for you to make sure that you can have the best auction possible. There is no cookie-cutter approach to this, Mick. You know what? We take every auction individually and seriously and do the best we can for each one of those sellers, given the circumstances that we have for them to deal with the situation they have at hand.
And I was, you know, so fall auction time is here. Man, I was a little taken aback when Labor Day suddenly showed up. But, man, the week after next is October. Here it is.
You know, I always hate to be reminded of that every year, but it's just one of those things that when the 1st of October does come around, things can really change. And, you know, you being the weatherman and all, you understand we've had 1,000 different kinds of weather over the last few decades when it comes to October. And last year, I hate to remind everybody, but we did have a little bit of early snow come early October, and we did get nice weather after that and get a lot of harvest done. But a lot of things changing here in the next little while, and just got to follow the birds and see which way they're flying. And last couple of days, I haven't seen any up in the air at all, so that's probably no news means good news.
Yeah. Oh, well, look to the ground then and look for some woolly caterpillars and try to analyze them. So, all righty. Well, Dennis Beliski, Resource Auction. Sounds like you're going to be busy in October. So to talk about those auctions that producers should have with you, how do they get a hold of you?
All they need to do is look at us at resourceauction.com or call 701-757-4015.
Will do. Safe travels, Dennis. We'll talk to you in a week.
Thank you, Mick.
You're welcome.